Well, Mark, it's not a bad sound when you come to the airport in your home country and you hear that.
Yeah, it's really cool. Like, you know, we felt it all the way over in Korea. We had such great support from right across the country. You know, more coverage than the Paralympics has ever had before. And, you know, it was really cool. Really cool to be part of this big team.
You seem to become fan favorites. I mean, we can go to the bronze medal game against South Korea in a minute, but there was something about the way you played, all the comebacks, all those sorts of things. You know, talk to us about how Team Canada was accepted in Pyeongchang.
Well, I mean, our curling team was a great mix of rookies and experience, and you know, I'm a fairly inexperienced skip, so to speak, and you know, so some of those games didn't start off the way we wanted to, but the team had such great resilience, and we hung in there, and we knew that when wheelchair curling, there's always going to be a big end around the corner, so we knew if we just hung on that we'd get our opportunities, and most of the time it worked out for us.
What helped you to get to the playoffs? Because that was goal number one.
Yeah, it was a long week. It was 11 game round robin, and so really what helped was proper rest and nutrition, and we had a 45 minute drive to and from the venue every day, so it was almost like forced rest, which was worked out really in our favor. And and you know what, just heartwarming messages from home and from fans across the country kept us going.
You get to the semis, tough one in the semis. What are you going to remember about, you know, the semis and then the bronze medal game?
Yeah, a tough one in the semis, but it was the best game we played all week, percentage-wise, and so we were really happy with the way we played, and he made a real beauty on his last to beat us. So, yes, it was heartbreaking, but, I mean, I have a lot of respect for a shot like that. It was a 1-10, even 1-20 possibility to make that shot, and he made it, so good on him. And but we were really proud to finish it off, because the bronze medal game's a tough one to be in and a tough one to get up for. But you know, we did it for Canada, we did it for the team. So it was really cool to be part of.
And it was part of an incredible medal haul. What was Athletes Village like for you guys?
It was really great to be all together in one village. Because as you know, the Alpine, the snowboarders, and cross-country biathlon, as they brought their medals in, it kept us going. It sparked us and inspired us to, you know, keep doing our best out on the ice.
Coming from London, just give us an idea of what it's like to be in the spot you are, medal holder, coming back from the Paralympics.
It's pretty cool. I had the pleasure of seeing Scott and Tessa after they arrived home, and you know, I'm inspired by them. They have such great composure. They're such great representatives of Canada, and you know, just to to go back to the, you know, the same town that, in Illerton, where I train, where it's been so supportive, is such an honor for me.
Congratulations. Thanks for this.
All right. Thank you.